you take a somewhat longer period of time, and say, for example, let's go back about 30 years, you have actually seen one of the greatest investments in infrastructure in the history of our country. The New York Transit System, which is really, frankly, the lifeblood of the city in this region, that transit system had been allowed to decay. I mean, if we were sitting where we're sitting today in the middle of Midtown Manhattan in the early 1980s, we would have seen a transit system that had largely become a national symbol of urban decay. But at that time, a program was started, an effort was started to rebuild this great transit system, to invest in the infrastructure, invest in our rolling stock and our tracks, our stations, our power plants, our communications equipment, et cetera, shops, every aspect of that transit system. And that program has really continued for the last 30 years. We've invested over $60 billion right now. And I think that the proof of that story shows up in so many different ways. It shows up in the mean distance between breakdowns on our subway fleet, which back 30 years ago was 7,500 miles between failure, and today is 170,000 miles. It shows up in a railroad that we run, the Metro-North Railroad, where we've invested in all the various aspects of that, and people complain now if the on-time performance is less than 98%, because that's what they've come to expect. And it shows up in the utilization of our transit system every way that we go around it. Today, 50% more people are actually riding our transit system every single day than were using it just 15 years ago. So I think what we've seen is the ability to recognize the issue, to grapple with it, to make the investments, to sustain them over a long period of time, and to rebuild this so that the transit system moves from being the symbol of decay, the sense of the failure of our city, to actually the fundamental underpinning of our success.